Hello, Gia.
Hello? You hit record. I just dare you. Go ahead and hit record. See if I have anything to say about General
I did.
Hospital.
Well, all
No.
right. Then maybe before we try to remember General Hospital, I will take this moment to acknowledge that we've passed 2,000 downloads. So
Have
thank
we
you.
seriously?
Yes, we have to
Wow.
thank our audience. And I thought our audience might be curious to know that there are members from the Bahamas, Côte d'Ivoire,
Oh,
France,
yeah.
England,
It
and
makes me curious to know if these are what do you call them? Expats? Is that what you...
expats. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And of course, our beloved neighbors to the North Canada
Yep.
listen.
Yep.
And it might be surprising to people to know that we have some listeners in Russia.
I know. I just, yeah, like how are people consuming General Hospital? Or,
Yeah,
like,
I don't know. I don't know.
would
But
it have, like,
we're
you know,
grateful for all of our listeners, except if Vladimir Putin is one of our Russian listeners, we're not grateful for him.
no, but yeah, I guess it's an international kind of a language, the soap opera. And don't they have
Yeah,
like
the
pretty,
Telemundo.
yeah, I was gonna say that's like, I don't know if that, we have a kind of a favorite Mexican restaurant around the corner, and there's frequently, if we're in the middle of the day, lunchtime, there's like some kind of really dramatic thing happening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I wish I could figure that out. And I probably could if I just stayed
Yeah, I
and,
think so.
you know, got a pitcher of margaritas and hung out. I probably know,
Yeah.
you know, like, I'm like, oh, that's their Monica, you know, and it
Yeah.
probably would all make sense. But,
Probably a lot of the same conventions, I bet.
universal themes, but they seems like they take it, they go ahead and just go with it, man.
Kind of ham it up
Like,
a bit more, maybe.
yeah. Although, I don't know, some of this ice cream
Although,
princess stuff is
yeah, I was
pretty.
just going to say, lately, we've been sort of
Yeah.
venturing into that territory with our
Yeah, and that's just for
French
the,
captain.
yeah, the French sailor or whatever he is. Oui,
And it was like a
the...
deliberately bad accent, right?
Oh my God, it was just Pepe Le Pew. It was so funny.
He was slipping in and out of it. I was just like, what's
Yeah, he
happening?
was. Yeah. Yeah,
This
that
is
was,
yet another bad spy
it was,
from the Anna
yeah.
Devane School of Bad Spies.
I've gotten to the point where I kind of enjoy that though, because they're just hamming it up so much. And
Right. Might as well when they're in these
yeah,
exotic locations that all
the
seem to
exotic,
look
yeah, with
the
the, oh my God, with the
They'll
tiki
have the
bar and
bar to
the,
the right
yeah,
and four tables,
yeah. I thought Felicia did look very nice though,
I
on a
thought so
serious
too. I was kind of
note.
happy that I was like, oh, look, there's Felicia.
Yeah, and she was like, I was like, oh, Felicia's there too. Oh.
In my feeble little brain, I'm thinking, does Anna know she's there? Coincidence. Oh, God.
We're pretty far gone at this point.
Become the
Yeah,
audience
that, okay,
that
that part,
makes
yeah, and the Jennifer
yeah.
Smith thing. And
Oh,
for
yeah.
some reason, when she first came on, I was like, is that Claudia Zakara? I couldn't quite.
Right,
But Claudia Zakara died, right?
I don't remember, Gia. I can't imagine how you came up with that name.
I don't know. It's in my head. It's,
Yeah, those little brain folds has some weird information stored
the
in
little gray cells.
it.
That's
But yeah.
a Poirot reference. So.
Yeah, and well, it might as well have been Claudia Zakara, because I don't know how much I remember about Jennifer Smith or care to remember about her.
Right. Well, I just remembered that she appeared at that service for
Yeah,
Luke, and so
right.
that was why I was like, oh yeah, that woman. Yeah. Okay. But that couldn't have been more cheeseball, the whole like while she's in the shower, like, now I'm soaping up my arms, you know.
You haven't done that?
The water, you know. I was like, oh.
That's about where I'm at with my daughter. Tell me what you're doing now. You better be using some soap in there.
She's just running the sink and like, yep, I'm taking a shower, mom. Oh, that's funny.
Anyway.
Anyway, yes, okay, so I do remember that. Yeah, for our listeners, I feel like once again, a few busy days go by and hospital is out of my head, except for the massive information drop we got regarding, like, yet another just a huge soap opera cliche.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about?
The twins?
The twin thing.
Surprise
us for once in your godforsaken writer's life.
Yeah.
And throw us a curveball.
Right, right. Yeah. And they don't look anything alike, if we're to believe that it's Nell and Willow.
Well, there's, I don't know if you know, but there's a category called fraternal twins.
What? Well, I understand that, sure. But still, you'd think, you know, like the
just
dark
a family
hair,
resemblance.
The blonde, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm a lot better looking than my brothers. I don't know. I mean.
Oh, okay. You're doing that now.
I'm so not. I saw some pictures of myself today. I was like, who's that fat old hippie dressed like a toddler?
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, oh, right. That's me.
We're winning life, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know, but around a similar age or resembling a similar age.
I guess, yeah. But,
I don't, the logic of it, so there were two babies. So, okay.
Right.
So Nina is in her coma.
Gives
birth to twins.
Twins, yes.
And the mother, the evil mother, the, what's her name? Falcon Crest woman.
Madeline, whatever,
What's the actor's name, though?
Oh, I forget. Was it Donna Mills or something like that?
Yeah. Some, you know, another famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay. So, anyway, her motivation for getting rid of these children is to hang on to Nina's fortune or something? Was that why?
Yes, that was how it was sort of explained to us on Friday, right?
Because the children would have inherited as opposed to her.
I guess. Yeah.
But only if Nina died? Like, how would she benefit from...
I don't know.
Like, so if she was going to inherit, then why didn't she just kill Nina? Why let her have the babies?
Yeah, and wasn't that the plan, sort of? Was it bungled? Like, wasn't she injected with
was
something?
Was it?
Her husband or whoever was framed.
Oh, and that's why she went into the coma in the first place. Yeah. Is that what happened?
I hadn't
even thought about why she was in a coma. Just an afternoon coma. I'm trying to follow the logic.
Yeah.
So Harmony is some kind of nurse to her. Right?
Maybe somehow became friends with Madeline, right?
But why give one baby away? Like,
I guess she just wanted to get rid of the babies, right? Nina's mom just wanted to get rid of the babies. So
why wouldn't Harmony take both babies?
Or put both of them. Maybe Harmony persuaded.
Why separate them? Why separate them? I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah. I guess we're not going to be able to come up with an answer.
We're not going
to
unravel this, are we?
I don't think anybody expects that much.
No. But I just had this sort of like, just this sort of like groan of despair when it came out. I was like, oh, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Still doesn't give us any clue as to why Harmony needed to kill Neil, though.
No, I believe that's true. Yeah. I don't know. It still feels like Neil's getting the short end of the stick in all of this.
Just convoluted. And now his evil brother
is
just jumping on the whole
bandwagon
here for
money.
I guess money.
Yeah,
seems like there'd be better people
to
blackmail.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway, that's all a bit of a tiresome little plot.
I suppose. I mean, if we want something to look forward to, it will be kind of fun to see Nina and Willow relate to each other as mother and daughter.
Yeah, sort of rewrite their history a little bit.
Because, yeah, there's some real animosity there.
Real animosity, yes, yes.
That can be something we hang on to look forward to as we get through this tiresome era.
While
we wait for the information to come out.
It'll shake a little personality out of Willow and Michael, because they've both become very tiresome also.
Yeah, and he got like a haircut, and like I felt like his longer hair was the one thing I did really like about him.
Yeah, I used to like him so much because he was, you know, a reliably decent guy, and now he's just, I don't know.
Go ahead, say what you want to say.
What do I want to say?
Well, you're going to use one of your expressions.
Oh, you're bracing yourself, are you?
Yeah, one of your potty mouth expressions.
Sorry, Gia, I didn't realize that was sort of a PTSD kind of trigger for you.
I might be a secret prude, like a closet
prude.
Oh,
I think I am too, or maybe not so secret.
I think you're
a shell of a man.
A shell of a man? A shell of a man.
You know? I mean...
That's another good, like, novel title. Shell of a man. Yeah, I don't know. I guess what I would like to see is maybe let's see him go really like go ahead and go to the dark side.
Huh. You know? Yeah, he does seem like he's halfway there, sort of. Although not for any really good reasons, you know?
Just because he was a spoiled Quartermain kind of kid, although he wasn't really raised a Quartermain, can't really, I don't know.
He has sort of zero empathy or understanding for Sunny.
Right, and that could be a good avenue to explore, like the continuing deterioration there.
It seems like it didn't take that much to push him over to that side, right?
No, and it kind of makes you wonder about nature versus nurture kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was all like, you know, flowers and hearts and unicorns for so long with them. But then when push comes to shove, is it just all about blood? You know, if there's no blood tie, do you not really?
I don't know. And then when you, the more I think about Nina and going like just so obsessively, you know, for this visitation with Wiley as if that's the only thing in the world that matters, when that's exactly what she deprived Sunny of, you know, it's like, I don't understand that either.
Yeah. It's an ultimate irony.
But, yeah.
But, and then Wiley won't really be blood to her. I'm having such a hard time wrapping my brain around
this.
Willow will be his aunt. Not, right?
Yeah.
So she'll actually be more blood related than she realized.
So Nina will be his grandmother.
Oh yes, will be. Okay, wait. How did I get all confused? Didn't we say something about that before?
I don't know, Gia, but this is really taxing us.
Sorry, I'm probably taxing everybody else.
Twins in a season.
Well, we had a conversation about how, wait a minute, Nina won't be her actual, okay. No, you're right. Yeah, she'll be, She will be.
Sort of a lateral move, right?
Yeah. I'd like to see this family tree.
Man. I don't think we could try to draw it between the two.
It'd be like crawling with aphids and Japanese beetle.
Yeah. A lot of root rot.
Yellow leaves curling off.
It does sort of play into your love of plants.
I took some pictures of succulents today, but
I didn't mean to open that door.
I didn't send them to you.
Oh, no, I guess I should thank you, huh?
So you're welcome. I took them, but I didn't send them. I just took them for myself.
That's great.
So I guess that could be interesting. I don't know. And how will Michael feel
Yeah.
Finding out he's married to Nell's sister, he might be thinking,
Ooh.
like, ruh-roh.
Yeah.
You know, he thought
Yeah.
Nell was the cat's meow girl. He thought Nell hung the moon there for quite some time. So that could get interesting. I goes, I'm bring, I guess I'm coming around this idea. I just, I don't
You're
know.
talking
I'm
yourself
talking
into
myself into it. It's all I've got. That and Stargate. Well, what else happened? Did anything else
Well,
happen?
I'm still trying to unravel all of that. I did kind of like the moment where Sonny was talking to Nina and he said something about how she might remind Michael of Nell. Do you remember that
Oh,
little?
yeah. Yep.
And Nina sort of recoiled, you know, and like acted like it was very unfair of him to like draw the connection, you know. And it's like, well, Sonny has actually a very good point there, you know. Nell is awful and terrible and evil.
And psycho, yeah.
Psycho, yeah.
It's interesting. Do you feel like Nina and Sonny have chemistry as a couple?
Well, I did kind of start to feel it during that conversation, even though it makes me uncomfortable and
Or do
unknown.
you think she's just sort of, do you, I what I'm getting at is that I'm reading a lot of commentary on these online about whether they should be a couple or not, or how people feel about them as a couple. And I always felt like they actually did have chemistry.
Yeah, I know you've said that before, and I think I fought it because I kind of wanted it to be clear to Sonny that Nina was kind of a mess, but she can keep it together just enough for him, you
But
know?
do you think she's more maternal than she ought to be with him, though? Like kind of a care, more caretaker?
It all gives me the willies, kind of, because I feel like it's all like sort of part of this web she's spinning, you know? She's sort of saying and doing everything she thinks he'll
Like,
respond to.
and get him more and more dependent on her or something, or
It's
I don't
sort
know.
of,
I think she really does care for him. You know, like when they kind of fabricated the alcohol issue, to make, you know, so that she could be, and the medication, and but is that more like a caretaker maternal sort of thing, or I don't know, I don't
It's
know. I think they
kind
need to go back to Nixon Falls and find the magic.
a Well, it seems like those little shortcomings of his and her addressing them, it's kind of an easy way for her to sort of show she cares, you know?
Yeah, like physically caring for him. I don't know. Do guys want to be mothered like that?
Oh, geez, I don't know, Gia. I don't know what guys want.
I don't either. Really don't.
I know what they don't want.
I could write a book, huh? My maternal stuff, you know, is all screwed up. So I'm not terribly maternal with
No, me
people.
neither. I can. The only area where I seem to be able to be somewhat maternal is with my pets.
With animals,
Animals, yes, exactly.
and then you're like psycho maternal.
Then, yeah. And again, another reason why there are no men in the household.
Jeez-um.
Anywho.
Anywho, well, anyway, people were pointing out that, and I was like, oh, I hadn't really thought about it as much. I mean, I'd thought about it in terms of like, would a woman be, or man, whatever, be frightened to become involved with somebody with mental challenges because you might end up being in more of a caretaker role?
And well, in their case, it's hard to know which one of them is more
Who's
mentally
who?
fragile, right?
Yeah, because she's very much like made of glass or something too, and I don't know. It's interesting, but okay, well, what else happened? Let's jump around a little bit more.
Okay, well, we've had a bunch of encounters with Selena.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
And Curtis taking
Oh,
the
yeah, well, that was the
deal.
other storyline. Curtis and poor Aunt Stella collapsed again. They just have her collapse a lot, you know.
They sh yeah it was
Stella goes down.
it's sort of like the we have the occasional shower scenes with Dante or
yeah, like, we need to get back to face, that. Let's get back to that.
Or we have Stella passing out, you know. One or the other.
What do you think the secret is with now Stella is way more implicated in this.
Yeah.
Than it seemed like before. Are Stella and Marshall his parents or something?
I don't know.
And they gave him to her sister?
It does seem like it's a mental illness thing, right? Because she's pointing out that he's like chucking his bottle of pills, you know, in the air as if they're no big deal. Because he thinks, Curtis thinks they're just heart medicine or something, and she knows it's something else, right?
Yes, but I was hoping it would be the mental illness thing so I could say I was right about something, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like, why would that get her in hot water?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what is her involvement? That's
right. That's and we don't know, like, what happened, like, what that, like, disappeared chapter when he might have been in South America, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
So the whole impetus for Curtis to turn to Selena Wu is to get more information on this, which
I don't think that's a good enough reason.
Ridiculous.
Right? Yeah, because he's going to be in so deep now.
I mean, I would just be like, Marshall, you're out. If you don't tell me about your past, no relationship. And just be like, you know, full stop. That's it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And, you know, also I felt like it seemed sort of reckless for them all to leave Trina with Mark.
Yes, thank you. I was like, that is like a little bit icky. You don't trust this guy. You don't really know him. You don't know what he's up to.
And you've got this like super vulnerable, right?
Right, really fragile at the moment. I know.
Yeah,
I thought that was weird too.
Yeah.
But also, did you notice that Portia was wearing a little bit of like a jumpsuit?
It looked like, you're not going to say you're wearing something like that, are you?
I'm soaking in it.
They look like jammies to me. They look like super comfy jammies. And I thought, oh, Jesus, Gia's going to think that that's okay.
Well, of course, she looked beautiful in it. But sure, I was like, that's a little bit of a romper thing.
It is. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I tell you, I was an epic fashion fail today.
Okay. I believe that.
Well, we had a, you know, public appearance, as it were. And, and I live in an area, we won't say where, Florida, that's usually quite warm. I was wearing kind of
Dear, I don't like where this is going.
I put on like sort of a sundress thing, and it's black with big sunflowers all over it.
Okay.
Which already is a little bit toddler-like, but I think it's cheerful.
Sure.
But it was cold, so I kept, like, before we left, we were loading up, I'm like, freezing. And so I put a black t-shirt underneath. Like, still cold. Uh-huh. And so then I put some black leggings underneath. with sandals, you know.
Oh my God. And then a homeless woman.
And then a jean jacket on top.
Like wearing all of your belongings at once.
Yeah, I just kept layering. But I thought, we'll get there and it'll warm up. And it never, and we were like in the shade under an awning in the shade, deep shade.
It's just you and Connor and your shopping cart.
So anyway, I really didn't peel off layers because I just stayed cold. And
All right.
And then pictures were taken.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, great. Now this gets thrown in my face the rest of the night. Let's see what I look like.
Maybe somebody's going to start a GoFundMe page for
it. And then I have some sunglasses that I kind of like. But they immediately, like right after I bought them from the grocery store, like, you know, the little nose rest thing, you know?
Yeah,
the little, one of them broke off and I was like, well, they're still good though, you know?
Oh God.
But now I see in the pictures and they make them look a little crooked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes it does, Gia. Yes it does.
Yet it still shades you from the sun in your eyes. So they're functional.
Okay.
And I didn't think I had to throw them out. Anyway,
this is actually good news for me because I'm pretty sure you're going to be booking less gigs now. And probably
we can just talk about a hospital all day long.
Yeah,
night.
You'll be at home more often. So.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm going to call that a win for
okay. Well, anyway, I didn't mean to get off topic there, but I thought Portia looked beautiful in her little jumpsuit.
Yeah,
which was sort of a pink ensemble with
a
bow.
It looked super comfortable, really.
Yeah, you can go that direction for a work at home mom.
Yeah, I'm halfway there. I just. Have men's jammies on instead.
Yeah.
All a right. Lovely jumper like that.
What else did we have? So we talked a little bit about. Go ahead.
I loved the scene between Scotty and Sonny at. I wish I could remember the name of his.
Oh, where Sonny was like
Polizos
saying like, under
or Pazulos.
Oh, yeah. Were they at the gym? Where were they? I can't remember.
No, they were at his little sort of secret,
the coffee
like,
shop.
Restaurant where nobody comes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that supposed to actually be a restaurant or is that just like a room part of?
I don't know. I thought it.
But yeah, there's never been a customer.
It's a silly front for whatever. It's just his
office.
But yeah, I liked Scotty. I like how Scotty doesn't seem afraid to go toe-to-toe with Sonny, you know?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah. I get the sense that they're probably really good friends that laugh after they're done with a scene.
Yeah. But Scotty he's good.
Yeah, anytime Scotty's on, it's like a little gift.
Yeah, you know? And it's like the opposite of when Curtis and Portia were having their little housewarming thing and the door opens and it's Drew and it's like, oh shit. And then the door opens and it's Marshall. It's like, oh fuck. You know, it's like, can't they have some cool people coming over? You know,
how do you like their house? You feel like they did a good job of revamping it after Jax left or
I know,
like, let's get some gray paint. Oh, gray. I love gray paint. It's like a battleship. Why is everything gray? Everywhere?
I don't know. And it feels like they're all like packed into this one room that's, you know.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be this mansion.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. So.
And what's up with like Marshall and the snacks?
I know. He seemed like he was just crashing the party because there was food there.
I mean, we've all done that.
Sure, but that's why his hat's getting smaller and smaller because his head's gaining weight.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. It was all weird.
It was weird. Yeah, it was a weird forced little.
I felt like Trina should have just said, you know, after Curtis and Portia were not around, she should have just been like, "I'm just gonna go read," you know, and left.
Creepy
dude downstairs eating snacks all by himself. You know.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
Yeah. And locked her door, you know, and like maybe sent out a text to saying like I'm alone with this creepy man that's somehow related to my mother's boyfriend.
right. I know. Yeah, that was all.
And there's nothing right about this situation.
No, I agree. That was just bad. It bears repeating that wasn't cool to leave her alone with him.
And shouldn't Taggart have been included? You know, like,
man, where is Taggart right
where
now?
Where is Taggart? That's another T-shirt for me. Where is Taggart?
And that last time he was on, he mentioned his sister Gia, and I was like, oh, I don't even remember you're being related to Taggart. Your name,
and you know, I think I remembered who Gia is.
I can picture her in my mind.
I think she went on to Blue Bloods.
Really? Oh, okay. We'll have to.
If I'm thinking of the right actress.
And Keisha went on to at least one other nighttime show where she got killed by some psychopath. It was terrible.
There's so many psychopaths.
They're instant drama. Shows.
Yeah, I don't know how these shows would exist without them. But But yeah, I might have to look that up. I might have to look that up. But I kind of had a vague like light bulb moment where like that's where I've seen that woman before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I only watch Blue Bloods like, you know, when I'm visiting my dad. We'll, we'll have a Blue Bloods marathon, and then we'll switch it to MASH.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't remember that either. Okay, well, that maybe kind of explains a little bit.
Made me think, ooh, maybe Gia's coming back. That would be
That
fun,
wouldn't
wouldn't
that be
it?
fun? Yeah. And she could tell us where Taggart's been,
Well, I
MIA.
was, that would all be interesting. There was something else that was, what else was happening on Hoth? When before Anna went to where was she? West Polynesia? Is that where they were?
I
Something
don't
like
even know. Someplace with a tiki bar, you know, that's all you get. Like tiki bar music and.
when she was talking with Dante and Sam, you know, and they were sort of like explaining the leads they'd come up with, and it made
Yeah,
no
which
sense
don't
at
make
all.
sense. Yeah.
It's like, are they getting their lines wrong, or are they pausing where they're not supposed to pause? I don't
Yeah,
understand.
Sam's delivery of her lines sometimes it's like weird cue card reading or something. I don't know.
And she like seems like maybe she drops pretty crucial words, you know.
Yeah, or something. But yeah, none of that made sense. That makes me feel better because I'm like, is this actual information? Like, it's not.
It's just kind of baffling. It feels like there's something sort of sloppy kind of about the whole show these days, you know, between the swapping out of characters or actors because everybody's got COVID or whatever, and then it feels like that's happening to the writers and the hair people and everybody, you know, and
Well, that could be true.
it could be true. I know it could be. It makes it we have to work a little harder, I think, and that's not what we signed up for, is
We
it?
do, that's not where we shine.
No, it's not. Even if
Hard
I
work.
watch the same episode like three times, I feel like I
Yeah,
don't.
did you watch just I mean like did you watch just before we started talking? Because you don't sound any more up on things than me.
No,
I mean, no offense.
I watched Friday's episode today. Yesterday, I watched Wednesday and Thursday, and the day before that, I watched Wednesday. So I saw
Well, that's
Wednesday's twice.
confusing. Wow. Okay.
But it doesn't seem like it helps that much to
Sink
watch
it
episodes
in. Yeah.
more than
Well, and
once.
I mean, they're probably counting on everybody being a little bit fuzzy about it.
Well, they
But,
can count on that from us, definitely.
yeah, and I'm okay with things not totally lining up and whatever, you know.
I know. That's true,
Like,
too.
and I, you know, like, it's kind of funny when the kids age t 10 years in a day or whatever, you know, it's like, I understand those are things that have to happen to make the story work, you know. So, but what I do find annoying that we said before is just some of the pacing, I guess, is the word.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, or, and the, I don't know, the excessive amount of time spent on some storylines and then some of the other ones get dropped for so long.
Oh, we also in there we had some Esme and Ava stuff, right?
Was that during that time? Well, like
I
Ava came
think
back and
so.
said,
Yeah, and she told, one of the great things when she was talking to what's his name, Nicholas, saying, "You're smarter than this." Do you remember that? And it was like exactly what, you know,
Yeah,
you had
what we've been
said, you know.
saying, like, is he?
I know. So who knows? Who knows
So
what's
yeah,
up?
so now she's withholding sexual favors. I don't know. Is that gonna work for them? They seem to like to play games, so.
They do. I kind of felt like when they were sort of going back and forth like that, they were really loving it, you know, as
Yeah, it
well.
must be funny for them to do these scenes. Very funny.
And now I don't know if Esme really gives a shit about Spencer or if
I'm going to say she does just because I want to have a kernel of, I don't even know if that's goodness, but like
humanity.
real, yeah, feeling, a true feeling. It's not
I
just
don't know.
motivated by evil.
Well, he's being such a shithead lately with everybody. I mean,
He is. But he's a lovable shithead.
is he? I feel like he needs to be smacked by Sonny.
I want to see him do another scene where he flails his arms around and
We
does a
kind of
big
missed that.
drama. Yeah. Like does a totally self-involved teenage boy drama.
I like there's been at least a couple of times, and I think one of the times it was Laura explaining that maybe the reason Spencer's not himself is because he's still, you know,
he just got out. He just got out.
He's
I know. It's like a month, people.
Society. Yeah.
I got out of the big house.
Civilized in that prison than anywhere.
I know. You know? Oh my God. Alexis came out and she was just fine. And she didn't even have snacks when she was there.
Yeah, I know. He's got all kinds of stuff.
He's got
a phone when he wants a phone.
Yep.
He got to get out and visit the cemetery, you know.
All he did was just sit in that room and entertain callers all day.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, well, I don't know. Did we say anything at all interesting today? At all?
At all? No.
Well, let's just say fun words then. Let's say...
You used the word impetus. I thought that was exciting.
Impetus, yeah. And it sounds a little bit dirty, too.
Yeah, we're at the point where words make us uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. It just makes me laugh.
Like tube. Sometime we'll devote a whole episode to the words that make us laugh.
Sometimes words, if you say them a few times, and then you're like, is that really a word?
Yeah.
You know, is that a word?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yep.
It's our concept, words.
Yeah.
And the fact that your brain can translate symbols, you know, translate symbols in your head.
Yeah.
Sounds and symbols. I don't know where I'm going with this. But Prevagen. I'm just going to say Prevagen. Well, I think it's an amazing computer, your brain.
Yes, you know? It is.
And I was
maybe not ours, but the brain.
Yeah, not ours. I've actually been oddly affected by this news about Bruce Willis, and then I'll shut up. But not like I was a massive Bruce Willis fan or anything. But the news of his aphasia, and then trying to figure out like, well, what. I don't know. I just and thinking of our mothers and what people go through, and it's just like you just don't know what you got till it's gone, you know. And,
That's right.
Just kind of sad, and he's not very old, and when you're as old as us,
right.
So anyway, I just think so words are fun. I'll just got to say that, and
That's,
we'll try to have more
like something an English major would say.
yeah, even like a fallen.
yeah, that's a good note to end on, though. I think words are fine.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I'll try to pay better attention for the next few episodes, and we'll be all sparkly and
we should like promise things like that.
Fresh sparkly unicorns next time.
I was thinking one of our better episodes, or at least ratings wise as far as listeners downloads,
you've been all down in the stats with your snout, haven't you?
A little bit, because it is kind of fascinating. But
put your snout in those stats and dig in, man.
It was the one episode, our April Fool's Day episode, where I believe you listened to it and later told me we both sounded sleepy. And of course, that begs the question, is there ever a time when we do not sound sleepy? But
maybe we were actually putting a little more thought into it because we were a little slowed down or something.
Maybe. But anyhow, I guess we always have to be grateful for our listeners.
Yes, that's true. That's a good note to end on. Thank you, listeners.
Yes, thank you.
We'll end it there.
Okay.
All right, Keith. Yeah. Have a good night.
Okay.
All right, see ya.